Hey there, Mike Stelzner coming to you with a fascinating update you might not be familiar with. Did you know that Social Media Examiner can deliver all the marketing training, news, and trends, insights that you need into your inbox 3 days a week when you sign up for our newsletter, and it's completely free? Simply visit socialmediaexaminer.com/getupdates and take your marketing to the next level.
Welcome to the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, your guide to the ever-changing world of social media.
All right, on today's show, we are exploring TikTok updates that are important for marketers to know about, including TikTok's trends report, so you can tap into more than just trending audio on TikTok. Also, if you've ever seen a big brand go viral with their own effect on TikTok, well, that opportunity is now opening up to brands of all sizes. And are consumers using iPads about to start spending way more time on TikTok? We'll jump into those stories and more and get you up to date right now. My name is Jerry Potter. Yes, it rhymes with the boy wizard. And this is the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, a Social Media Examiner production where we break down the latest social media news and what it means for marketers like you.
Did you know that we can deliver awesome marketing info directly into your inbox? Simply subscribe to our weekly newsletter that comes out 3 days a week. You won't miss any of the updates going on in the world of social marketing. Visit socialmediaexaminer.com/getupdates.
Today, I'm joined by Kenya Kelly. Kenya is a TikTok and Instagram Reels expert and runs a social media agency, also host of the Kenya Kelly podcast. Kenya, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jerry. Happy New Year. Glad to be here.
Yeah, good to see you. So this TikTok trends report, Instagram had a similar one, and they actually did some research. This one is, well, I'll let you talk about it, and then I'll add my my thoughts on it. But I do like these reports because it's good to know kind of if you can tap your content into something that people are already looking for and talking about, it's automatically going to perform better. So tell us kind of what you saw in this TikTok trends report.
So when I look at the report, I feel like it is, of course, giving people a blanket overview of like what worked in 2022, what worked in 2023 in terms of for businesses, like what were they seeing that are like the similarities. And so the short version is they broke it out into three different categories. And we can, of course, go into them like curiosity, storytelling, and then bridging the gap. And so kind of when I was looking at the report, I said, all right, they are yet again trying to really help people to understand what is TikTok. Is it still this dancing place, which we know it's not? Is it just young teenagers? Is it everybody quietly quitting their jobs? But they're really trying to educate you on, no, this is what is happening now. This is kind of like the new way of marketing, and here's our way of trying to help you understand it.
Okay, interesting. Because when I first got the report, I read the first part, and it basically said, one of my favorite classes in college was statistics. And what I learned in statistics is that anybody can make anything sound like anything, right?
I failed that.
And so it was like, we gather this information. What'd you say? You failed statistics?
Yeah.
Did you? Oh, okay. Well, but basically they came out and they said, this report, we gathered information from a bunch of different places and we put it together and here's what we think. So I think everything needs to be taken with a grain of salt, but I do like what you're saying about them helping people understand what the platform's all about. The most interesting tidbit I saw in there was about this growing trust gap between consumers and brands, which I think this is the one that as marketers, we have to really, you know, take into consideration. Essentially, there is a lot of consumers that are looking for longer term relationships with companies, which is an incredible opportunity. And you and I know this, and I think all brands need to be aware of this. It's not just, okay, we got the sale, next. And I know some businesses are set up that way, but what they're finding is they're looking for brands to have relationships longer than just a one-time sale, as well as aligning with their values and things like that. And there's been data for a few years now about especially how younger generations will vote with their wallets, as they say.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say. Like when I was looking at the report and I saw a couple things about it, when I thought about that, I said, okay, how am I as a consumer? Do I feel that way? And I'm like, no, I don't feel that way. But there is a large group of people that are like, we are, of course, voting with our wallets, but also, what is the brand doing? Not just here's this product, like what is really going on? Do they really care about these people groups and this cause and yada, yada, yada? And I feel like that when you come on to TikTok, you are seeing like, if you really want to know what people are thinking in that regard, oh, you're going to see it and it's going to be in masses. And so I feel like they really highlighted that to businesses and even, you know, people like me that have a business that may not have really considered how important that is for my current audience and then the audience that is to come.
Do you feel like TikTok is one of the better platforms for doing consumer research just because people are more honest there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, some people are like unhinged, which is kind of why that their second point was storytelling unhinged. People just come there and they're like, this is a place where I can cry, I can fight, I can film my landlord, my boss, I can film the cops. It's like, it's just wow. But not only that, like the searchability to find that type of stuff. And then it's just, it's quite the, yeah. So if a business really wants to know what is the mind of a consumer today about skincare, about menopause, about events, you can find all of that there. Whether you like what you see or not, you can find the information.
Okay. I love that. Another update is that TikTok is really leaning into making the platform more user-friendly on tablets and foldable devices. I don't know what it is about those foldable devices. I cringe every time I see one fold, even when I say it. But anyway, so they're adjusting it to work better on these bigger screens. So where do you see them going with that?
Yeah, so they announced that like TikTok is going to be, it's easier to be able to watch it on, I think the new Razer, is that what it is? The Razer that's foldable now?
There's that one. There's a Samsung one. There's more and more for sure.
Okay. So then we have the tablets and stuff. And so traditionally you were looking at TikTok, like just vertical, like it was a phone. And it's like, if you're on an iPad or MacBook or whatever, it's not giving you the greatest experience. Or if you're watching it on TV, you're kind of watching this experience. And so what TikTok is doing right now is they have been expanding how you are able to see TikTok on a larger phone, on an iPad. And I think eventually this is going to go to the television screens, because if we're sitting at home, the last thing we want to do is watch TV like this. We want to watch it the way that we want to watch it. But they've been doing this for a little while now, like with live stream. There's a feature where if you're watching live stream, you can turn it horizontal where it will go horizontal, especially if I'm streaming horizontally. So I'm not surprised by this, because that they've been working on that for quite some time now.
Yeah. Well, and as you said, they are already on TVs. They're already in all these other places. And so it's not a surprise they're doing that. I would just kind of picture what it would look like. Like, would it show you the video you're watching on one side and then the next one on mute? So you know if you want to like go forward or what. At some point, it's going to be like, you see in a sports bar, you've got all the TVs and you're like, I'll tap that one. Oh, nope, I'll tap that one. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see.
Like, you know how if you're on TikTok desktop now, you're like, it's, here is your main video here and there's all the things on the side. I could see the benefit of them making it larger for larger screens, but then on the side, here are recommended videos for you to watch, or you're able to tap a button and you're like, this video is still going to continue to play as you scroll. I think that that's going to be a capability.
Yeah. And for marketers and brands, the more ways there are to consume TikTok, the better it is for anyone that's got a presence on there for sure. So speaking of TikTok on desktop, there are some updates about that we'll tell you about here in just a second. Can't believe now we are in 2024, 6 weeks until thousands of marketers will gather for the biggest marketing event of the year, Social Media Marketing World. I'm going to be there speaking. Kenya is going to be speaking. Will you be there? If you want to take 2024 and make it your most successful year yet, consider attending. You're going to learn from top experts, connect with marketers from all over the world, discover what you've been missing at Social Media Marketing World. And it's in sunny San Diego, which is nice. February 18th through the 20th. You can get your ticket right now at socialmediamarketing.world. socialmediamarketing.world. This update is in beta, but it looks like it's happening. And that is the TikTok Creator Center on desktop. So tell us what you've seen with that and what we can do with that, Kenya.
So I'm actually kind of excited about this. Basically, with our own TikTok, of course, it's the mobile device for the last couple of years. And if you wanted to look at your analytics, like your videos, your views, you know, all the different things, you had to be on mobile. Well, now there is the ability to be able to do that on your desktop. So as long as you are logged in on desktop, if you go to TikTok.com and you click on upload, it'll take you to the screen where you can upload videos. But on the left-hand side, you can see all of your analytics. So all of what you can currently see in your mobile device, you can see that on desktop. And I personally love that, because if I'm working, I want to be able to do everything from my desktop. And then if I have a social media manager, I want them to be able to do what they're doing on their desktop and not have to be on mobile if they don't want to.
Yeah, that's the great thing about it, because it's like, yeah, if I don't want to look at my analytics while I'm waiting in line or whatever, which is when I usually look at the phone. And so it's great that it's coming to desktop. It also seems like, and this just could be my perception, you'll know better, are they giving more tools to creators that maybe previously were only available to business profiles, do you feel like? Or do you feel like it's the same stuff just on the bigger screen?
No, I think that these are features that were already available for the businesses, so to speak. I think that they definitely have a whole lot more, especially in the ads manager. But I think that because there are way more creators than there are, you know, business people on TikTok, or like, you know, people who are investing in ads. Because like, one thing I love about TikTok is they're always asking our opinion, like always asking our opinion, like paying creators like us to tell them what to do. So I think that they've had lots of conversations with hundreds of creators, and they're just given this feature that we've been asking for.
Yeah. Okay. Very cool. So another update is the branded effects. Now this is, you know, we've seen these effects on TikTok. This is where you tilt your head and things happen, or and things like that. And brands have started doing them. But now my understanding is they're opening them up to everybody versus before, where you had to actually pay with, to work with like a TikTok partner agency. Is that what this announcement is about?
Yeah. So it's what has been happening for the last couple of years is you had to work with a specific kind of agency or be an approved person, like all of these like restrictions in order to be able to create effects. And so now what they have done is they are basically opening up to all creators, anybody that wants to create effects on the TikTok platform. And they've kind of been working on this for like the last probably 6 or 7 months, because we've been watching hundreds and thousands of more creators start creating effects on the platform. But also they, I feel like one of the ways that they're doing that is like potentially, I don't know this to be true, that a brand has no idea what they're doing when it comes to doing this. And so now the more creators that they have on the platform that are creating, then they're able to kind of partner with some of them easier to maybe create some of their effects, maybe possibly.
Yeah. Well, that would be interesting where, yeah, it just as you were, you know, working with an influencer, if they already knew how to create effects, they could do that. The other thing, I mean, you know, I geek out over tech. I was watching some of the videos of what's coming. And right now, for the people that know how to develop these things, they're integrating AI. And so you can just say, have it do this and it'll do it. And so I just wonder if, you know, in 6 months, it's going to be you and I can go in and without knowing how to do 3D graphic rendering or anything like that and just be like, make this thing. And then it's like all of a sudden we're wearing a certain hat or sunglasses or whatever it might be. So we'll see. Maybe not 6 months, but I feel like that's where this could end up.
I don't think that they'll do that, because like when you look at, it sounds really crazy. People like us, we're not going to do this, but there's some people who are going to do bad things in creating bad effects to do bad different things, especially when we talk about political things and celebrities and all that. I think the goal of opening this up is kind of like is encouraging brands to kind of do it, and then encouraging those tech type creators who want to do it even the more that may have been restricted to be able to do it. Because I think like I've heard on TikTok a little bit, like some people were having a hard time being able to do it. And so I think that they're lifting it for whatever reason, whatever has happened.
Okay. Well, we'll see. It's been a while since we've heard much about any sort of TikTok ban here in the United States, which is when that's all we could hear for a while. But all of a sudden, a while back, Montana said, we're banning TikTok in Montana, which just from a technical standpoint would be almost impossible to do. But now all of a sudden, there's an update on this story. So what's happening with this specific thing that was going on?
Yeah. So they basically said that a U.S. judge on Thursday, I think last week or week before last, decided to, he blocked the ban from Montana. So now they cannot do that because it violates freedom of speech, which I think is very, very smart.
Yeah. So basically that sounds like that's dead in the water now.
Yeah.
As well. Because I know as marketers, I mean, we talked about this more when all this was going on. It's like, oh, do I stop investing in TikTok? And it looks like, I'm not saying it's never going to come up again, but obviously it lost a lot of that steam. So, and then one of my favorite things about TikTok, because as you know, I geek out about all the platforms, is I think they've done a better job at helping people like from, you know, front to back solutions, starting with TikTok Shop now, where they're, you know, doing drop shipping and fulfillment and opening distribution warehouses and all this stuff. And now I see this as them kind of bringing this to a new community on TikTok. So what is this TikTok update all about?
They're doing a whole lot of things with the artists. And so I'll just tell you kind of what it says here. It says that the artist account is a toolbox of features of and promotional tools developed for it to forge a closer relationship between artists and people that are fans of TikTok. So when I look at this, I think about like there's all these creators like for the last 4 years that they write music, they sing, they play or what have you. And one of the things that they know has been happening is that artists have gotten discovered like crazy on TikTok, but also people that already had music are, you know, they got discovered again, or they've gone to the top of the charts. But some people have had this restriction, not really understanding how to be there, how to show up, and how to get their music there. But now TikTok has developed this whole new way for artists to come to the platform, share their music, be discovered. And every time they have new music constantly going to the platform, and there's a new feature, I think it says artists or something like that, to where if they are an artist in that kind of community, below their like profile, it's going to tell you that this is an artist, which could encourage people like us to actually use music from new artists.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great opportunity. And I also, again, see it tying back into the potentially the influencer side, where it's like, the, you know, the higher profile some of these artists are, you know, if as a brand, if you get one of those ones that's kind of on the rise. But it's interesting because even right up to tying in with Ticketmaster, where you can sell your tickets directly on TikTok as well. So
yeah,
it's going to be interesting to see where all of this goes. We'll, of course, be talking about this and everything that's going on with it at Social Media Marketing World. Quick reminder, grab your physical or virtual ticket now. It's happening February 18th to the 20th. You can get your tickets right now at socialmediamarketing.world. At socialmediamarketing.world. And Kenya, where can we discover more about you?
So I will definitely be at the conference, so make sure you guys come there. But also you can check out the Kenya Kelly podcast or Kenya Kelly on TikTok or Instagram.
Awesome. And if you're looking to add another podcast to your listening lineup, a couple for you to check out. One, the Social Media Marketing Podcast, as well as the Marketing Agency Show. And until next time, may you be wise with your marketing decisions. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
The Social Media Marketing Talk Show is a Social Media Examiner production. For more social media insight, visit socialmediaexaminer.com.
Want more good stuff? Sign up for our top-notch social marketing newsletter. We deliver it straight into your inbox 3 days a week. Visit socialmediaexaminer.com/getupdates.